Support for UpToDate is provided by Geisinger, providing world-class care for our community, here where it matters.
Hello and welcome to UpToDate from WVIA News. I'm Sarah Cinto, here to keep you up to date with all the news you should know about. It's almost gardening season. Hear from master gardeners about what you can do to start your vegetable garden now. And new legislation wants to protect Pennsylvania students' privacy and limit immigration enforcement in schools. It's Wednesday, April 29th. Let's get into it. Let's start with that gardening story. In about a month, the weather will be warm enough to grow plants like cucumbers, tomatoes, and more. Penn State Master Gardeners in Luzerne County say now is a good time to make plans for a vegetable garden. WVIA's Haley O'Brien has more from a recent spring into gardening event at Penn State Wilkes-Barre.
Warm season crops like peppers and tomatoes should be planted after the last frost of the season. That's typically mid to late May here in Pennsylvania.
There's some things you can put out right now, too. I mean, I've just put out some onions right now, could probably put out some snow peas right now. So there are some cooler crops that you could put out right now, and so you could probably get started on some things.
Suzanne Beck has been gardening for about 30 years. As a Penn State Master Gardener, she volunteers to educate the public about horticulture.
I think gardeners learn from mistakes. So, you know, if you don't succeed at first, don't give up because, you know, we've all been there. I still learn from mistakes. It's certainly doesn't have to be difficult. And if you have any questions, contact your extension. We're here to help. That's what Master Gardeners do.
Jason Kilgore is another Master Gardener from Luzerne County. He says now is a good time to plant seeds for those warm crops indoors to get a head start before planting them in the ground.
Tomato plants, the young plants, want nighttime lows that are at least above 50, if not above 55 degrees, and that in our area doesn't start to happen until the end of May. So starting them now gives them a good 6 weeks to grow indoors.
They also recommended gardeners test their soil. Test kits are available at your local Penn State Extension office. I'm Haley O'Brien, WVIA News.
Thanks, Haley. Find more on this at WVIA.org. Now let's look at Harrisburg. Some Pennsylvania lawmakers say as immigrant students' rights have come under attack, they want to take steps to ensure public schools remain safe and welcoming. New state legislation would require schools to adopt policies that protect students' privacy and limit ICE enforcement on school grounds. Speaking at the Capitol on Monday, Aliyah Wafa of Pittsburgh urged lawmakers to consider the bill. Wafa immigrated to Pittsburgh from Afghanistan in 2022 and says the legislation would protect students like her.
When we feel scared, it makes it hard for us to focus, to learn, and to feel safe at school. School should be a place where every student feels safe and supported, and it should not be a place where we are afraid.
Several school districts in the Commonwealth, including Pittsburgh, already have policies barring ICE agents from entering without clearance from the district's legal department and superintendent. Stay with us. There's more up to date after this break.
The work we do is only possible thanks to your support. I'm Lydia McFarlane, healthcare reporter for WVIA News. We're proud to bring you the best news and information out there. Go to wvia.org/news to see for yourself.
Welcome back. Here's a bit of health news to close the show today. Cases of sexually transmitted infections are down in Pennsylvania, according to new state data. A lot of that is due to efforts by local county health departments. Health teams in Delaware County, for example, have focused on increasing access to testing, treatment, and prevention education. Nicole Leonard has more for WVIA.
Delaware County has been able to reduce the number of chlamydia, gonorrhea, and syphilis cases in recent years, but infection rates still remain higher than state averages. The health department increased hours at its clinic locations in Chester and Yeadon after noticing that some people struggled to access testing and treatment services.
Something else we noticed, you know, the rate of STIs is higher in the younger population, so the 15 to like 20-somethings.
That's Megan Shake, County Administrator of Personal Health.
Because of that, we really are trying to get more into schools, but it's difficult because people don't want their kids talking about sex at school.
However, county specialists have had some success with local colleges, where they offer free STI counseling, testing, and prevention education.
That was Nicole Leonard reporting. All right, I hope you're feeling up to date. Find more stories, as always, at WVIA.org. I'm Sarah Cinto. Thanks for hanging out with me today. We're here every weekday, so make sure you subscribe and tune in so you don't miss anything. Have a great day, everyone. I'll catch you tomorrow, right here on Up to Date.